Now time for our Royal Valley locker room chat as we get set for week three of high school football tomorrow night. Brandon Tamman, we got David Boucher on the line, joined. Want to thank our sponsor, of course, Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Coach, another good one for your team last week, a big win at Jefferson West to get off to a 2-0 start here. Just talk about that game against the Tigers. What'd you like?
There's a lot of things to like. Offensive line, physicality. We talked about that last week, and they took another step, which led to 8.15 yards per carry, which is great. But we also showed some diversity in the offense. Kind of broke some tendencies and threw the ball a little bit. Had two passing touchdowns. I know that's strange to say, but that was nice to see. And our defense played outstanding. We got four game goals. Really ran to the football. We had a 94% effort grade, which is the highest since I've been here, since we've been tracking it. And so there's a lot of great things. We even scored a defensive touchdown. A lot of kids contributed. We were able to get some younger kids in there at the end, and so it was a lot of fun to be a part of.
It's always good when you get some of those younger kids some repetitions late in the game, especially when you're on the winning side of it, and that was the case last week. You mentioned the offensive line. I know we talked about them, you know, before the first game of the year against Hiawatha. You had mentioned that you thought it was maybe the best group up front that you had seen, at least in your time so far at Royal Valley. Just, I wanted to talk about the progression that you've seen from them, you know, from that first time we chatted a couple weeks ago to here now going on to week three.
Yeah, there's so many, you know, great kids up front. We've had two negative plays in two games. We had a botched snap when our center, Junior Wasik, was out. And so that counts for one negative play, and then we had another one where we lost 1 yard. And so I don't know. I can't remember exactly how many offensive plays we ran, close to 120, maybe 130 offensive plays or so in two games, and to have two negative plays each for negative 1 yard, and one of those is with a backup center. That just shows the consistency and the push and the firing, the firing off the ball that the offensive line's getting. Whether that's our seniors and Robert Griffith and Mason Irwin and or is that Josh Rodewald, Junior Wasik, like I mentioned, is our senior center, has been fantastic, who had to block an honorable mention defensive lineman in the Big 7 last year, and he just really did a great job against him last week. And then Mason Mamami at left tackle, just doing great things. It's his first year being a left tackle, kind of moved him from the interior offensive line out there this year, and just seeing great things, and Avery Hunter and at tight end, and whether it's Landon Gilbert or Cyrus Harding or Calvin Riley at the other tight end spot, and just doing great things and getting movement.
And then flipping to the other side defensively, just allowing 15 points through the first two games. The execution seems like it's been there so far.
Yeah, 15 points, but we had a safety, a non-offensive touchdown or non-offensive points given up last week, and then we gave up a kickoff return in the first week. So really, we've given up 7 points in the first through the first two games for the opposing team's offense, which is, you know, just shows that we're just working hard, running the football. You know, we're not allowing, we're giving up some plays, and we're bending a little bit, but our effort, running the ball, getting tackles, tripping kids up and somebody else jumping on, you know, these are things that stop the big play from happening. And so it gives us a fighting chance and as close as we get to that end zone, we're starting to stiffen up a little bit. You know, we gave up 0.61 yards per carry, last week. And I think we gave up slightly, I think we were like 3.7 yards per carry the week before versus Hiawatha. And so, our kids' effort is through the roof, which is fantastic.
Dave Boucher joining us here. A couple more minutes. Royal Valley is the conversation. We got our locker room chats continuing here. Again, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. We'll step aside. Royal Valley gets Holton here in week three. We'll talk about it right after this on KNZA. Couple more minutes here with David Boucher, Royal Valley football coach, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. The 2-0 Panthers at home this week. Our feature game on 103.9, also on the Holton Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. So we mentioned the Holton Channel. Of course, the Wildcats are rolling into town, coach. And boy, you look at how their first two games have gone. They lost 7-6 in week one to Sabetha. They had a touchdown and then multiple extra points taken off the board because of penalties. And then after a third time, it was missed. That ultimately proved to be costly there in a 7-6 loss. And then last week, they had a 3-touchdown lead against a very good Riley County team on the road. Falcons come back and are able to get the win 21-20. So 2 1-point losses for the Wildcats. And I don't know, I would think maybe on your side, you think, man, we're kind of catching them when they're probably pretty upset with how they've, you know, had these first two games go so far.
Yeah, you watch their two games. I mean, Coach Farr is going to get them right up there. This is going to be very important for them in the rivalry. He's always coached a little harder against Royal Valley, I think, in his career. It's an amazing thing how they're losing games. They score with 40 seconds to go versus Riley County, and they get a holding call there in the middle with one of their interior linemen. That really has nothing to do with the play. And they had another touchdown, I think, in the third quarter, maybe the second quarter, called back for a holding. That one was more obvious and more impactful for the play. But, it's tough. It's tough to win games. And now the new Big East, I guess, and the old Big Seven with Sabetha matchup for him the first week. And so, the penalties and the mistakes that they're making, he's going to get fixed. He's a wonderful coach up there. I've known him my entire life, and it's amazing how they're falling short here and there, and the growth that they're going to make coming into our places, and we got to be ready for.
What makes it so challenging to stop that offense? He's been there for a long time. It's same stuff, different day, and it's just always still a challenge when you know what they're going to do. Yet they can still produce. What makes it so challenging with their offense and the challenges that they present to your defense?
I like to think that we pose the same challenges since we run the exact same offense. When they call 16, it's going to be our 16 as well, since we learned it from the same exact person and his dad, and who's the greatest coach in the history of this state. The challenge is that all three backs or even the quarterback can hit every hole anytime they want, whenever he wants to call it. It's a perfectly balanced offense. It's beautiful to look at. You go tight end to tight end and the wishbone is just perfectly symmetrical. And so it's a challenging from a defensive side of the ball. And that's what I coach, right? I'm the defensive coordinator here. And most offense, especially modern offenses, they give us a strength call. They give us wide receivers one way and maybe a single wide receiver to the backside. They move their backs around when they want to throw the ball here or they want to give the ball here. And they give you so many tendencies pre-snap based on their alignment and their formations. They can only run certain plays, but not our offense, not Royal Valley's offense, not Smith Center's offense, not Shawnee Mission East's offense, not Holden's offense. These are all Smith Center cats. We pre-snap don't give you anything. And so you have to be ready for everything. Which high school kids and sometimes can't focus on the little things and can't see what they need to see. And we can deceive them. And then all of a sudden a little crack becomes a ball carrier going through that little crack and breaking one tackle to score a touchdown. That's tough to stop.
Excited for this one tomorrow night. David Boucher, Royal Valley football coach, joining us. Panthers at home taking on Holton. Of course, you can watch that on the Holton channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. We'll also have that broadcast on 103.9 as well, but another good one here in Week 3 in the Big East League tomorrow night. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes of your time. Good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you, Brandon.